Welcome to the Sunday Morning Meeting Podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. Today's message is by Brian Ward.
Praise God. Great to see you all this morning. What a release of God's favour upon each of us. How many people received a Happy New Year blessing from somebody else this morning? Well done, John. Happy New Year. Praise God. So everyone is going out with a blessing. Words bring life and power. Or they can bring death and destruction. What we're going to be speaking this year to one another, to those in our community, to those who we work with, to family, to friends. Wow. You know, it's I hate labels. Time really gets on my nerves, really, because I can never have enough time to do all I want to do. The time that the world evolves around this 24-hour clock is a pain in the backside, really. Because it's everything is all against time, isn't it? You know, you go and park your car and there's a time limit on your car space. You know, you need to be back. So you're rushing then to do all the shopping that you need to do or visit enough friends to get your car back before you go over the allotted time. Everyone's looking at the watch now saying, well, how long is Brian going to be speaking for? Because I've got the Sunday roast in the oven and I need to get away to go and eat it. And in the days of Jesus, he didn't have that 24-hour time clock. You know, there was a morning and there was night and there was day and there was a following day. There's day and night. But there's none of this, well, in 5 minutes I need to be here or 10 minutes. He had a journey to go on. And who knows that we're on a journey, that we're walking on a journey. If we get our mindset away from this clock business, I know we have to be in certain places because we're in the world, but we're not of the world. But if we get our mindset and our spiritual mindset, that we have the mind of Christ, how much things are a lot easier for us to operate in the spiritual things and not in the natural things. Because with God, he's a timeless God. You know, when he says now is a day, now is a time of salvation, he's not just talking about a specific hour. With God, it's day after day after day after day. And if we can operate in our spiritual lives in that sort of mindset, instead of trying to worry and panic, have I done my prayer time? Have I had this time with God? But we're walking in a different lifestyle to the lifestyle that we used to walk in. And that's because God has taken us out of the darkness and into the light. And so it doesn't matter if I spend time with God 5 minutes in the morning or 10 minutes or 20 minutes. I'm spending time with God all the time because I'm in Christ and he's in me. And he's in you as well, those that know Jesus as a Lord and Savior. That song we sang this morning about the holy fire coming to revive us. Have we got the words for that, Dan, at all? It's hot about the holy fire. What was it? Comes to revive us. Come to revive our towns, our cities. And it's something that we need to be plugged into. You know, the Holy Spirit is in us. As we give our lives to Christ, the Holy Spirit comes to live in us. Jesus said as he went to be with the Father, I shall not leave you alone, but I shall send a comforter. And the Holy Spirit is a truth, and he tells us all things of the Father, and he shows us the things of the Father, what to do and what to say. And so it is with being plugged into the Holy Spirit and the Spirit living in us, Christ in me, that's where we get our power from. That's where we get the energy from. That's where we get the love from. Everything that God is in us. And yet there's one who wants to try and come and destroy that. And it's not often. It says, come in your glory, come in your power, bring your salvation, now is the hour. Come Holy Spirit, come and revive into our nation, bring holy fire. And that's happening all the time, day in, day out, whether it's 5 minutes ago, today, tomorrow. You know, it's a constant thing about revival of the Holy Spirit within God's church, that he's raising up a church for today, that he doesn't want to see anyone perish, but all that come to Christ and live in him. And it's not about 2013 or 14 or 15 or my lifetime upon this earth, but it's talking about an eternity of God's salvation plan. From when he began his creation with Adam and Eve to the time that 2014 years later, well, since Christ has been on the earth, maybe longer, that we're here now and he's still building his church. And so it's God's responsibility to build his church, but it's our responsibility to take out the life that's within us to share with others. that we need to be showing people that their eyes are to be opened by what we speak and what we say. And so what Paul was saying about the life and death is in the power of the tongue. It's so true. And it's so true that we've got to be on our guard and aware of the wiles and the plans and the purposes of the enemy, because he's just as much real as is Jesus Christ. And there are times when the senior leadership or the leadership itself comes under attack, a spiritual attack. And it's our responsibility as a church really to be praying for our senior leadership team. Not just on a one occasion, but maybe have it as a list of something you do each day. Because a battle is real. It's not against the flesh and blood, as it says in the word, but it's against the principalities and the powers. And it's those that come to attack us. It says Satan is a thief, that he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Some people get that mixed up. They think he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But there's, I think in the Amplified version, it puts it this way. The devil, the thief comes in order. There's an order to the way the thief comes. He comes to steal first. He comes to steal the word that's planted in each of us. It says faith comes by hearing, hearing the word. So what happens when Satan comes to steal the word out of us, the truth that's within us? He then kills our faith and our plans and the purposes. He comes, first of all, he steals a word, and then it's killing our faith, our hope, our confidence, our right standing with God. Because we don't have that faith then to stand on, because he's stolen the word from us. Don't let him steal the word from you. Don't let him come in and kill our confidence. Don't let him come in and kill our faith and our hope, because it is only by faith that we can walk forward. But if he comes in to steal that word of truth from you or from I, and then that's when we start seeing a decline. And then he destroys the blessing of what is rightful ours, our right standing with God. And he's so sneaky in the way he does that. You just have to read in Adam and Eve and in Genesis. The way he twists the words around, the way he says things. So much of it was the truth, and yet there was the deception and the lie that was in that sentence from Satan, and what Eve had, what she thought she'd understood of what God had said to them about not eating or touching the fruit of the tree of good and evil. But he said nothing about not touching it. He said, don't eat of it. You see, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil really was about the first fruits. Adam was put in the garden to tend to all the trees and the shrubs. And the tree of the knowledge of the good and evil was the one that he's meant to care for and tender and take that as his offering to God. And the rest he could eat of. Until the enemy came in. And that Eve had that misunderstanding, was deceived of what she thought she'd heard from God, but what God had actually said to her was that you can eat of all the trees within the garden, but do not eat of the tree of good and evil. But he didn't say anything about not touching it. John 10, chapter 10, verse 10, just goes over that verse I've just spoken to you. But the whole of John 10 is such a message from the Good Shepherd as well. And I'm not going to just dwell upon the enemy this morning, because he's defeated. Christ has already defeated him upon that cross at Calvary. Those hours of darkness, and we have the victory in Christ Jesus. But we need to be aware and understand how the enemy operates, or else we can be picked off so easily. That's why prayer is so important. We need to be a powerhouse of prayer. We need to be a people of prayer. That it's not a, you know, prayer is not a burden. Prayer is a power of the Holy Spirit working through us as we speak and declare and proclaim and speak over families, over friends, over the leadership of your church, over each other within the church, over your life team leaders in the church, over those who are holding responsibility for Peter and Anne that head up the host team, for Nikki that heads up Little Builders, for there's people that are heading up different areas within the church, the pastoral team. street angels, youth angels, community angels, the worship band. There's so much that is going on that is vital to the growth and the building of God's church in this town, that we need to be aware and understand how the enemy operates so that we can stand against him. That we can say out in the name of Jesus, that spirits of oppression and depression is broken in Jesus' name. Don't go walking under it any longer. You're free in Christ Jesus. It's a lie and a deceit of the enemy that he tries to bring down the people of God, because he knows his time is short to when Christ comes again. Jesus says in verse 9, I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they might have life and have it to the full. Who knows that he's the father of lies? John 8 and verse 44. Jesus said to them in verse 42, if God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God and now am here. I have not come on my own, but he sent me. Why is my language not clear to you? Because you are unable to hear what I say. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. And yet so, how often do we take hold of the lie of the enemy and just run with it? Come on, church, we need to be us. We need to be bold in 2014, that spirit of boldness upon us to walk in the truth. That Christ has set us upon the rock of salvation, that he is my strength and he is my guide and he is my salvation and he is my strong tower. How many times do we declare the truth over our lives each day? There's so many in the Truth Bible in the back of there, there's so many declarations of the truth that you can declare. Just take one a week and just declare it over yourself that week. Take two or three a week and declare it over yourself. Declare it over your leaders. Declare it over your leadership. Declare it over your family. Declare it over the town. This is a way of praying. It's a form of prayer. Prayer is too big a subject to cover in just 30 minutes. Prayer happens in this church regularly. On that Thursday night just before Christmas, we had a stonking time of prayer. We're declaring the enemy was running for his life, I tell you. Because as a people together that want to see God's purposes and plans over this town and over each other. He is in fear, but he is real. And if we let our guard down, he'll come and attack us. One Peter chapter 5:6-10. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 6 says, humble yourselves therefore under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Be self-controlled and alert. Come on, church. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith. Come on, firm in the faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing the word. Don't let him come and steal the word from you or kill the promises and purposes and the desires that God has for you. Standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings. And the God of grace, of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm and steadfast. Come on, he is making us strong, firm and steadfast. Stand firm upon the truth. Stand firm in that faith, that seed of faith, that faith that is in each of us. As small as a mustard seed, but says, yeah, I'm believing for that. I know that what, I don't see it in the natural, but I know in the spiritual, that's going to come about. That's going to take place. The accuser of the brethren in Revelation 12, verse 10-12. It says, "And I heard a loud voice in heaven say, now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ, for the accuser of our brothers, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been hurled down. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them." But there's a warning there, "But woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you. He is filled with fury because he knows that his time is short." So what do we do? We have the victory in Christ Jesus. There's no need to be afraid of the devil, because his power is limited unless we choose to believe the lies and the accusations that he plants and puts forward. Unless he comes along with... it can take many forms, in the forms of sicknesses and diseases in our bodily sense. And that's why we need to be praying for our leadership teams. That's why we need to be praying for the senior leaders of your churches, for each other as well, within your life teams, your life team leaders. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, it says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." And it goes on about putting on the armor of God. "Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything you to stand, stand firm then, with a belt of truth buckled around your waist, with a breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests." As I said, there's so many ways of praying, of requesting things. In Ephesians it says, "Pray, always keep on praying. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert. Always keep on praying for all the saints." And then he goes on to say, Paul, "Pray also for me." The power of prayer. We need to be a powerhouse of prayer, church, as we go forward into 2014. We need to be aware of the schemes of the enemy, but not afraid of, because we have the victory. But we have the armor of God. We have that buckle around our waist, a belt of truth, that Christ is in me. Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. In John 10, it talks about he brings life and life in abundance, and that's what we're carrying. We're carriers of the kingdom of God, that the kingdom of heaven dwells within us, and that's what we take out into our towns and into our places of work and into our neighborhoods, that our light is shining before them, that they see something different in us than what they're running away from. Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. We have that breastplate of righteousness, not our own righteousness, but he has made us righteous through Christ Jesus. He has given us that helmet of salvation, that we are saved from ourselves, we are saved from sin, that protects the mind, that our mind is renewed daily through the reading of the word. Church, we need to be getting into the word. Faith comes by hearing the word. We need to be praying this 2014. We need to be speaking words of life into people's lives. We need to be loving one another. There's a sword of the Spirit. Are we wielding our sword? Are we declaring the truth? Are we standing on the truth? Are we affirming it over our own lives? Are we affirming it over the lives of our friends and our families and our church and our neighborhood? We have that shield of faith. You know, the Roman shields weren't a small thing. I think when Paul got his picture of a Roman soldier, it wasn't just a piddly little shield, but it was one of these tall shields that protects you. You know, you still get injured in battle these days, but in our spiritual warfare, if we've got the shield of faith, that extinguishes all the fiery darts of the evil one. All the fiery darts of the evil one. Our feet are shod with the gospel of peace of Jesus Christ. We take that gospel of peace, that message of peace, that hope, that everywhere we tread, that God has given us that ground. I'll just keep walking forward and keep taking ground off the enemy. We keep moving forward. We keep moving forward. We keep moving forward. Kingdom Faith Yorkshire, we're going to be moving forward in 2014. The church in Yorkshire, in Scarborough, is going to be moving forward in 2014. You and I are going to be moving forward in 2014. For you have the feet, your feet are shod with the gospel of peace. You have the armour of God upon you. You have that helmet of salvation. You have the breastplate of righteousness. You have the shield of faith. You have the sword of the Spirit. And we're going to be moving forward. We're going to be taking ground. We need to be praying for those who are in places of authority. We need to be praying for our own authority within Scarborough Borough Council, within Yorkshire Council, over the nation. The church is growing, it is not decreasing. For God is building his church, and the gates of hell shall not, will not prevail against it. Praise God. 20 cans of success. I don't know who's done the Freedom in Christ course. One or two. That's great. I thought we were all meant to have done Freedom in Christ. If you haven't done Freedom in Christ, try and get onto a course. There's these cards you get through Freedom in Christ. This is just one of them. But like I say, in the Truth Bible, in the back of the Truth Bible, I'm not sure if it's in the paperback. Is it just a... It's in the hardback study version I've got here. But there's some great declarations of truth. Or just go into the Bible. Just ask God. Open the Word and just find a truth. And just stand on that truth for you. What your need is at this time. Sickness is not going to prevail. That is cut down under God's feet. Illnesses out in the name of Jesus. Sickness out in the name of Jesus. Depression out in the name of Jesus. Oppression out in the name of Jesus. And we're going to see life in abundance. We're going to see people coming into this church in 2014. That the sheep are going to be added to the fold. Because what we take with us is a powerhouse of prayer. We're a people of prayer. We're a people of power. And we've got a purpose and a plan and a vision, which is all God's. And we give him the glory, the praise and the honour. Amen. 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 Bless you.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.